What is the leading cause of death in America? It's not cancer. It's not heart disease. It's not COVID-19. Find out at 2363.org. That's 2363.org. Paid for by Live Action.
Hey there. I'm Max Safety from First Energy with a tip to help keep you safe around electricity. If you ever see a power line down, stop, look, live. For more safety tips, go to firstenergycorp.com/public safety.
It's TJ Harris and Michelle, fine nights if you can't tell, and they tell the truth so well, there's no walking on eggshells, no topic is off topic, stay tuned and you'll hear about it, politics and social problems, and the thoughts on how to solve them, the hottest show on radio, talking to people in the know, if you want the truth, then trust the host, cause they gonna keep them accountable, they say plain, that's the way it is, it's in the name, it's the way they live, they're about to be on your radio, stay in the plane, enjoy the show.
What is up, SIP Nation? The hottest show on radio is on the air. What is up? This is Saying It Plain. I'm your host, TJ Harris. I want to welcome you to the ride. In the building with me is my co-host, the queen of Saying It Plain, is in the building. Michelle's in the building. What's up, Michelle?
What's going on, people? Happy, happy Friday, Junior. Don't go there with me.
I didn't say nothing.
Don't go there with me.
I didn't say a word.
I'm just trying to help people ease them into the Friday that eases them into the weekend.
Absolutely. I can't blame you for that because Friday is my favorite day of the week.
But absolutely.
After Thursday, of course.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. It's Thursday on Saying It Plain. We want to welcome you guys to the show. We got another awesome show lined up for you. Special guest interview joining us on Saying It Plain today with special guest author Candace Buford of
yes.
the book Neil.
Yes.
Joins us on the SIP hotline. We got that
Absolutely
interview
phenomenal.
Coming up this morning. Awesome show lined up for you. We got some hot topics we're going to talk about this afternoon, Michelle. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling wonderful. I'm feeling healthy.
How was your week, Michelle?
You know, it's a little dull. You know, it's raining, dark and dreary, but, you know, can't complain. Grateful for all things.
Yeah, I feel you. The rain is a little bit depressing. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you're making it through. I think I'd rather take the rain than the 99 degree weather.
Okay.
Most definitely. All right, Saying It Plain this morning is sponsored by The Investigation Chronicles of Marshall and Shaw. That is my book available where books are sold. It's The Terror at the School. You can get it by going to sayingitplain.com/books, or you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, or any other place that books are sold. It's a mystery. If you enjoy mysteries, you're going to enjoy the book. It's the first book in a 3-part series, Michelle.
Yes. It's a great read. Love it. It's really great to read and also maybe read with your kids, your young adults, and have that conversation. Promotes healthy listening, reading, comprehension. It's all around a good book.
Absolutely. Again, you can go to sayingitplain.com/books to pick up your copy of the book, or you can go wherever books are sold. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, Michelle, so we're going to get into some hot topics today. As I said, special guest interview, the author of the book, Neil, Candace Buford, is joining us on the SIP hotline, and we'll get to that interview shortly. We're going to get into some hot topics here first, Michelle.
Yes, let's go. A lot of things have been happening this week, a lot. From the last time we sat and talked with you guys, a lot of stuff has transpired.
Mm-hmm. A good place to start, Michelle, with the Emmys happened.
Yeah.
You know, one of the good things about the Emmys is you get to see all the stars mm-hmm. and what they're wearing.
Outfits were amazing.
Outfits. Well, one thing that was not good about the Emmys this year, Michelle, no actors of color win any Emmy Awards, despite the record number of nominees.
Yeah, and it's for the lead actress, actor category, because we did have some
Right. In the minor category. And there were some of the minor, but not the major category.
Not the major lead.
All major acting trophies went to white actors.
Yes.
All of them.
Looks like primarily The Crown kind of cleaned up pretty well.
All the while, the ceremony peppered the message of inclusion.
Yes.
We know that they featured many black actors and actresses, you mm-hmm. know, they performers.
Yeah.
You know, they featured them in coming in, you know, as I said, their dresses and this and that. They're performers. Why? Because they also need the black audience. And this is one of the ways to attract the black audience. Yeah. So as we can see, and this is not just the Emmys over the last few years has done a little bit better than the Oscars, but both awards are still a feeling that many black actors and actresses cannot break through.
Yeah, and now, they said that, you know, they had the hashtag Emmys So White. Mm-hmm. And one Twitter users actually said, black host, black announced, even black music. We mm-hmm. doing everything but winning.
But winning.
And absolutely correct. And, you know, I mean, you had some wins, you know, RuPaul won for RuPaul's Drag Race, and he had a record,
right,
numbers of wins for the Emmys. Also, Michaela Cole, she won, for a writer,
right,
which she's right. She's an amazing writer, but she's also amazing actress, but she right. won for writing. Those are like minor wins as opposed to the major categories, which is the lead actor, actresses, you know. Lovecraft Country had a lot of nominees and they got snubbed majorly.
Many black actors and actresses they thought yes. might break through.
The Black Lady sketch show didn't win, which they should have. That show.
And like I said, I will say for the Emmys have done a lot better than the Oscars. Really? Back in 20, they've done, well, not a lot better, but they've done better. Zendaya did win going in 2020. Last year, Billy Porter, or 2019, Billy mm-hmm. Porter won, you know, so they've had some,
absolutely,
black actors and actresses win in past years, but not enough.
No, and
not
we have
enough
some...
for all the things that black actors and actresses have done. And, you know, and it's so funny, like I talk to, you know, when you talk to people who are Caucasian, they don't even know most of these films. Like, because they've already decided when it's starring a black actor or starring a black actress, it's just a black film and they don't pay any attention to it. And this is why the Emmys and the Oscars, we get overlooked.
I mean, there were like really good shows that had really great actors and actresses that were up for, Emmys, including Pose star MJ Rodriguez for her role in Pose. And that Pose was an amazing show. That show was crazy amazing. And so was Lovecraft Country. And it's sad and it's ridiculous at the same time that we still, after all of this, we still don't get the recognition that we crave and we deserve.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the border, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Tuesday said he was horrified by the images that appeared at the U.S. border of U.S. Border Patrol agents on horseback confronting Haitian refugees at the U.S. border. Vice President Kamala Harris also came out saying how she was disgusted and she thinks an investigation should go. But here's the question, Michelle. Why did this happen to begin with? Because we have seen from Hispanics to Mexican mm-hmm. people at the border, they were allowed in the country. They are being held either in centers or they're getting held in hotels as they're awaiting. These Haitians were stopped at a bridge and made to sleep in dirt and then had Border Patrol agents coming at them on horses with whips. It reminded me when I saw the image, Michelle, of slavery. And I was completely appalled. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. And, you know, this is not the Trump administration, Michelle. This is the Biden administration.
No, and I mean, I said, you know, had questions about certain things that happened during the administration. And there's been a lot going on so far in this, the beginning of this administration. But this one really kind of took the cake because I think those images now are being sprawled all over the internet, all over the news media, all over the world. And then we're sitting here in our country and we're like, we literally have men on horsebacks with whips. They're grabbing people. Honestly, they need to strip down what their process is at the borders and figure out a better solution, because unfortunately you're not going to stop everybody coming in trying to get into this country, but there has to be a better, more humane, more civilized way to deal with this situation. You know, it's not, and you know, they saying, oh, you know, they come in, you know, send them back to their country, but we're only saying that about the Haitians when they have every right to seek asylum in this country as anyone else.
You know, it's funny to me, Michelle. You know what the, and you wouldn't even know this unless you actually read something to find out. But you know who the number one immigrants in this country are?
60% is Europeans
who come over here on travel visas.
Yes.
And come over here on work visas. Mm-hmm. And they come over here on vacation visas. And they stay past their visas 10, 20, 30 years, they're in this country and they're never bothered. Why?
Because they look, quote unquote, like Americans.
They look like Americans in the mind of the government.
Yes. And of other people, like everybody quick to stop someone that is black or brown to say,
do you belong here? Show me
your papers. And that brings me back to a comedian. I can't remember what his name was. And then he said, he was talking to his friend and he made a joke, and he said he was talking to his friend and his friend was like, you would be deported before I was. Even though he was a nationalized citizen of this country, his friend was not. And his friend was staying past his visa. He's been he was in the country illegally. And he said, why? He said, because I look like they do. I'm blue-eyed, blonde hair. And it's like, make it make sense.
Absolutely. It's definitely crazy, Michelle. All right. We're going to get into our special guest interview, which is with author Candace Buford. She wrote the book Neil, and she joined us on the SIP hotline. Author Candace Buford. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. So joining us today on the SIP hotline is the author of the book Neil. We have author Candace Buford on the SIP hotline. Candace, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Wonderful. We want to thank you for coming on. And we know your time is short this morning, so we're going to jump right into it. Your new young adult novel is entitled Neil. It pays homage to Colin Kaepernick's iconic stand for civil rights. Talk to us a little bit about the book and what fans and readers of the book can look forward to.
Yeah, so Neil follows high school football player Russell Boudreau, who is singularly focused on getting out of his small town, getting a D1 scholarship so that in the future he can take care of his family. And then his best friend and the quarterback of his team is arrested and wrongfully charged with a crime. So refusing to stay silent, Russ takes a knee and puts his future in jeopardy and kind of spins his town into equal parts activism and rage. And so it's really just about Russ finding his voice and exploring what it takes to rise to a stance of activism.
Wow. Now, I read the book and it is a really great read, and it really delves into racial injustice, social activism, as well as toxic masculinity and the pressure about being a student athlete. Talk to us a little bit about how Colin Kaepernick's stand for civil rights inspired you to write this book.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll never forget when the former president told people who were taking a knee, get that son of a bee off the field. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, how demeaning, you know, like, yes. Obviously it smacks of racism, but, you know, here we have a black man who is making a statement. He has a platform. Mm-hmm. He's making a silent, peaceful protest. And he's being villainized. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of majority culture white men who are saying that his protest isn't what he's saying. And so that really inspired this story, of course, because we have another instance of a Black man taking a stance, and mm-hmm. people are telling him that it's because, you know, he's disrespecting the troops, mm-hmm. he's ruining his future. And so I definitely wanted to reclaim that, that dialogue, and not redirect it. And I think there was a newscaster, and I don't know if it was like Laura Ingraham or something, but she had also said something similar to LeBron James, like shut up mm-hmm. and dribble.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I just don't think that we should be silencing black men who have something to say.
Absolutely. And now also in the story, it deals with a lot of emotional issues. You know, when Russ is driving in the car with his friend on the interstate and it breaks down, and it kind of scares them a little bit when their car stops on them. And it's like they kind of suffer from PTSD. And I don't think a lot of people actually realize that, you know, when African-Americans are dealing with the police, that we do have a little PTSD that comes along with it. Now, amongst that, you have other emotional issues with the mom and the dad and the, you know, financial burdens that they come across. How was it writing this book?
Yeah. Wow. This book has opened up such a dialogue between me and my family and friends about our own PTSD when it comes to dealing with law enforcement and mm-hmm. being hassled and harassed. And I don't think that people actually realize the universal truth that we've all dealt with some instance, or at least we know someone who's been hassled by cops. And in particular with these kids, you know, especially at the beginning when you talk about their own PTSD being broke down, but they're pretty worried about a cop mm-hmm. coming to harass them or arrest them. You know, it just goes to show that these boys have a lot of pressure on them. They have the financial yes. pressure of their family, you know, hopes and dreams. They're dealing with their own future of getting mm-hmm. out of a small town. So there's a lot of pressure on them, and they have to kind of look out for themselves from every corner. Sure, they have a support system, but yeah. there's a lot more that these boys have to deal with. Anything.
So what message, Candace, do you want readers after they read your book to come away, to walk away with?
I want readers to know that protest is okay. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of want to channel the voice of the English teacher, Miss Jabbar, mm-hmm. in the book, and just say, you know, like, reimagine your notion of patriotism, or maybe you don't have to go that far. And maybe you have to just see that kneeling and protest are a form of patriotism. They are intended to shed light on a broken system with the hope that it will be fixed, mm-hmm. reformed, recreated. However you envision that, it's your voice. So speak up, use it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Very, very good message. This has been a very interesting interview, Candace. We've had a great time talking to you this morning. The name of the book, again, is Kneel. Yes. It's available wherever books are sold. Candace, we want to thank you again for coming on and taking a couple minutes to talk to us this morning. And of course, we want to wish you nothing but success with the book.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Running the game, saying it plain. This is what the top feels like.
Whoa. No, you probably heard of me.
The hottest show. Saying it plain radio.
All right, Michelle, so that was author Candace Buford. The book is Kneel, available in bookstores and wherever books are sold. Go check it out. A lot of powerful stuff on this interview. A lot of powerful stuff in this book, Michelle. And,
absolutely.
You know, I think it's something we all need to talk about still in this country.
And it's actually a book for young adults, but I read the book and I was intrigued. I was engaged, and it actually touched on a lot. So I would definitely say this is a definite must read for you and your young adults.
Absolutely. All right, Michelle, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after the break with more of Saying It Plain on an SIP Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Did you forget that special occasion or anniversary? Or are you ready to pop the question but can't afford the ring? Ladies, do you want to treat yourself to diamonds but just can't afford it? Well, now you can with Crown Jewelers. With Crown Jewelers, all credit is accepted, low monthly payments, and a small down payment, and the bling you've been wanting could be yours. Go to www.sayingitplain.com/crown. Again, sayingitplain.com/crown. All credit is accepted at Crown Jewelers. Time to get your bling on.
All right, Michelle, we are back from the break. This is Saying It Plain on an SIP Thursday. We are going to keep rolling with the show, and it's time for This Week in Black History.
This Week in Black History.
It means power, endurance.
That freedom ring.
We just want freedom. We just want justice. That's all it is.
That is all it is. So, Michelle, this week in Black History, September the 25th, 1968, is the birthday of Grammy Award-winning rapper, actor Will Smith. Willard Christopher Will Smith Jr., born in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground.
I need you not to do that.
He had a successful career in film, music, and television, which is a rare feat in Hollywood. It's called the triple threat in the industry. Smith's most notable television role, of course, was playing Will Smith in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He's also had blockbuster films, Men in Black, Ali, Independence Day, Pursuit of Happiness, I Am Legend, and so many more. He is also the only black actor and one of three actors in history to do seven consecutive $100 million blockbuster movies. Let me say that again for you, Michelle. The only black actor and one of three actors in history to do seven consecutive $100 million blockbuster movies.
And, he's a great actor. Absolutely. And I honestly feel like he's underrated because he should have won an award for I Am Legend.
I don't know.
For you to carry a whole movie with just you and a dog, I mean, you are talented.
So let me update you guys on, you know, me and Michelle have been having we've been having a little bit of a quarry about this for some time.
Not a quarry.
You know, about who is the better actor between Will Smith
and Denzel Washington. And I said Denzel Washington.
And I said Will Smith. You know, we've been going back and forth about this.
Facebook polls choose Denzel Washington. You know,
for those of you out there listening to us who would like to jump on a side on this, of course, it's going to be my side.
No,
you can
not.
Feel free to go to our Facebook page, Saying It Plain on Facebook, or you can send us an email if you want to the show@sayingitplain.com and give us your opinion of why Will Smith is the best actor
or why you chose Denzel Washington over Will Smith. And I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, they're both very, very talented actors.
So let me repeat this again, Michelle. The only black actor, one of three actors in Hollywood to have seven consecutive films that grossed $100 million or more.
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
That is awesome.
Amazing.
That is awesome.
I don't think Denzel was included in that list.
Here you go.
Well,
it is what it is. See, you came with, now if I knew this was happening, I would have came with my facts, but you didn't say that this, we were going to be doing this right here at this juncture of the show.
Had I been informed
that this is what we were going to go with this part, even although we were supposed to be celebrating Will Smith's birthday, I would have came prepared.
Happy birthday,
but
Will Smith.
Don't worry, because I'll be prepared on Facebook because you want to play. Yeah, no, that was wrong. You took this week wrong.
That is This Week in Black History. If you don't know your history, we are doomed to repeat it, and that's why we do This Week in Black History, absolutely. All right, Michelle, let's continue with our hot topics before we get to I See You. So if you haven't heard, and I'm sure you have, as it's been all over the news, 22-year-old Gabby, how do you pronounce her last name, Petito?
Yeah, Petito.
Was reported missing by her family, and her remains have now been found and identified in Wyoming.
Yes. Unfortunately, our prayers and thoughts go out to her family because that's horrible. She was way too young. She should have never.
22 year old young lady. Young. If you don't know the story, her and her boyfriend, fiance went on a
cross country,
and he returned from the crypt, but with Gaggy their van. Did not.
And then he went into silence.
Yes, and amazing. Not only did he go into silence, his family also went into shut silence. Down. Michelle decided they didn't want to talk about the subject while this young lady was missing. And the police did not arrest him.
Said he was not.
And he was allowed to go freely and do whatever he wanted to. Well, guess what now that they have found
her body,
and it has been identified. Now,
they're searching
they
want
to go question him.
And
well,
they're searching
for him. He is gone. They haven't seen him. He is missing.
And they're
searching
for him in the woods.
They are searching for him. Now his family wants to talk. And they're like, oh, you know, well, he's missing and we haven't seen him.
No, we ain't got nothing to say.
They wanted, no, you didn't want to talk when this young lady was missing and we were still looking for her. But now that her body has been found, the parents want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's missing. So, you know, this is another case of the different justice systems in America. Because I know that if Tyrone went into the woods with his girlfriend, LaDonna, and LaDonna didn't come back. What? You don't like my name? And LaDonna didn't come back. Tyrone would not have been let free. Tyrone would have went to jail. Where
he would have been
held. He would have been held.
Questioned endlessly
until they found her body. And, you know, it's just like the Dylann Roof situation and where Dylann Roof was taken where? To McDonald's after he shot up a church full of people.
Yeah.
You know, so this is kind of what has been going on in this country for a long time. And we continue to see these stories.
And also the fact and what also this story has, her case has dredged up is the fact that when white people go missing, young white women go missing, it's all over the media, it's plastered over everything. And when I say I saw the story and then all of a sudden I just saw endless stories about her story. But yet we have two African American young men that have been missing for three weeks to a month. But yet no media coverage, nothing. Not until, and honestly, it was not until Tuesday where Jelani Day's sister and mother both came out and were speaking about him and his disappearance and how they have gotten no help. The investigation has been at a standstill. Jelani Day went missing in Illinois. Still have not found him, but there has been no media coverage on it and their investigation is at a standstill. And it's like, this young woman went missing after being,
they were on it,
being with her fiance, and her fiance was here to talk and they didn't question him, but yet her story was all over the media. And here we have Jelani Day being missing, college student, lost contact with his family for a couple days when he is constantly in contact with them. And when they went to ask for help, it was stagnant and it got no traction in the media. No noise, none.
And not only him, but then there's also Daniel Robinson, who is a 24 year old male who went missing in Arizona over 2 months ago. His family has been asking authorities to look into this even more. Authorities originally did an investigation, they said, and didn't find him. And it's just, yeah, we'll just let it go. And he's still missing. A landowner found his truck overturned in the field, and that's the most evidence they have. They said that they had his clothes were in there, his phone and keys were there.
Okay, where was this at?
This is in Arizona.
So now we have eerily similar. Jelani Day, he's Illinois graduate student at Illinois State University, was last seen August 24th. They state that his car was found in the woods with his clothes that he was last seen on camera. It looks like at a plaza. they found him, saw him on camera with these clothing on, and they found the clothing in the car, in his car that were found, well, that was found in the woods. And that's it. That's where the trail ends. And like we said,
similar, this one is the same thing. They didn't say they found his clothes, cell phone, wallet, and keys in the car, but they said they found them at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And the car was overturned, and that's basically where it ends. They can't find anything else about him. They can't find any other trail on him whatsoever. The family has started a GoFundMe page. Currently raised nearly $40,000 as of earlier this week. Another sad case, and this is why we have to talk about these things on our shows like ours, and other black podcasters talk about these type of things, because guess what? The national media is not going to.
They're absolutely not. And it's sad that these families have to set up GoFundMes to get help to search for their loved ones and their family. When we say Black Lives Matter, we want equal treatment in this country. The country that we helped, if not built, all on our own. The country that we have slaved in. The country that we still work in. We still do what we're supposed to do, but we still do not have equality in this country. So when we talk about the inequalities in this country and the fact that we need to continue to say Black Lives Matter, it's because of stories like this. The fact that these two young African-American men, it could be two young African-American women, which we have thousands of missing young African-Americans. We have missing African-Americans in this country that get no shine on news media, no coverage, no nothing, no whispers, no nothing in the media. And their families are suffering in silence because they can't get anyone to reach out to help, to spread the word. We are here to spread the word, and we ask that you do the same. It's very simple. You can go on social media, hashtag find Jelani Day. You can Google Jelani Day. You can Google Daniel Robinson. If you do it, Daniel Robinson missing, Jelani Day missing, all the information pops up. I just implore you all to please research, share on your social medias. We have a lot of followers. A lot of people are on social medias. If we can make these things go viral, we can be our media. We are the media for our people. Make it known. Put out the word. If you can, if you live in these areas where they're doing search parties, if you can join with them to help search for their loved ones and their missing ones, please do so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So Michelle has been poking me because I went out of order. On these topics. And then we skipped the entertainment report. So we are going to now go to the Sandy Plain Entertainment Report.
Nothing waits for a farmer. Not the weather, the banker, the crops. It's never at a farmer's convenience. So when it comes to crop protection savings programs, how come they get to ask you to wait for a rebate? Don't wait for rebates. Get the True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience for instant upfront savings on crop protection products. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about the True Choice offer from Corteva. But don't wait.
Y'all ready for the news?
It's Doja Cat.
It's DJ Khaled.
My name is Saweetie.
Lil Yachty here.
The Saying It Plain Entertainment Report.
All right, on today's entertainment report, I wanted to talk about Usain Bolt and his comment to Sha'Carri. We all know Sha'Carri came on the scene. She is an amazing runner. She kind of hit a little snag where she was disqualified from the Olympics, because they found traces of weed in her system. It was a stumble. I mean, she still kept her pride, kept her head up. She kept her confidence, and she was very confident, and she talked herself up and everything, but she did another track meet and she lost to Jamaican team, and everybody was coming after her after that. And Usain was asked about her in her comments, and his response was, I would tell Sha'Carri to train harder and to be focused and not say too much. If you talk that big talk, you have to back it up, he said. So you train hard and focus on that and try to come back, do it, and then talk about it.
Usain Bolt said that.
Usain Bolt. And my thing, because a lot of people was like, you know, he gave her some good advice. She needs to take it. You know, she needs to humble herself. She's been told a lot during this whole situation between her getting disqualified and her losing the next meet, that she needs to humble herself. She needs to humble herself. And it's like, what do we mean when we say she needs to humble herself? Should she just shut up and run?
And that's Michelle, you just took the words out of my mouth. Like, it reminds me of the Laura Ingram,
shut up and dribble.
You know, why is
shut up and play football?
Why is it with black athletes? They expect, oh, we should all just shut up and do what we do, and we're not allowed to say anything or talk about anything or talk about yourself.
I thought like in sports, you got some trash talking. You got some people who have egos and they boastful, and they're boastful about their craft and what they do and what they love and their gifts and their abilities. And
you ever heard them say Tom Brady should shut up and throw a football?
I know.
Or Ben Roethlisberger should shut up and throw a football.
And I'm
never heard that.
I see a young woman who we forgot that this young woman lost her mother right before the qualifying meets for the Olympics. We forgot that this young woman suffered in silence while going through that and actually training to compete and to qualify for the Olympics, and that she kept all of her spirits up, and she is happy and prideful of her gifts and her abilities. I feel like sometimes you don't, if somebody was to say like Usain Bolt is, he's a good runner. He's fast. He was top of his field. He set records. You know, some of them just got overturned, but someone just broke his records. But, and he is an elder considering. And I feel as though she posted a response to what he said, and she retweeted something, and it said, everybody wants to give advice in the media, but none of them actually take the time to speak to her outside of the media. So I feel her. Stop speaking on me when you don't even speak to me. Mm. And that's where I get.
Speak it.
Instead of everybody going to the media and talking about her, drop her a line. Has anybody dropped her a line to check on her to see how she was doing after being disqualified for the Olympics? Something she'd been training her whole life for. Did anybody drop a line to her and say, yo, you know, maybe you need to focus a little bit more. You know, you want to train or you need somebody to talk to, I'm here for you.
Nobody did that, but yet
you're in the media. And you can, I'm sorry, but when people in the media say something to you, if it's something about speaking on someone else and what their actions are, you do have the right to say, I don't feel comfortable commenting on that.
My thing is with the same boat, all the issues you got, bro, you don't need to be trying to tell anybody anything.
I just think that what she reposted was perfectly put. If you don't speak to me, don't speak on me. Mm. And that's word.
Can't get no realer than that.
Not at all. And lastly, Oscar De La Hoya is offering Floyd Mayweather $100 million to fight him by the end of this year. Mm. And I'm going to just leave that one right there. Yeah. Y'all can go look at that one at TMZ Sports. Cause
that would be two old, pale people getting in a boxing ring.
$100 million.
To buy the pay-per-view, you're a fool. But, you know, whatever.
Y'all like older than y'all was when y'all first fought. And when y'all first fought, he beat you. You really want to give him $100 million if he accepts to fight you by the end of the year?
Well, that's because they keep thinking about how much money they can make over that $100 million.
True, but still, I don't think that's. I don't know about that one. But I'm right, and that is it for Michelle's entertainment report.
Mm-hmm. Have you been entertained?
I'm gonna stop letting you watch movies.
Absolutely. So, Michelle, we're gonna go from the entertainment report to I see you. Because, you know, I'm seeing something today, Michelle.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
TJ is getting down to business. I see you.
Yep, I'm seeing it.
What you see?
You know, COVID, Michelle, is out of control in this country. You know, when last year it was out of control, Donald Trump wasn't trying to do anything about COVID. This year, it's out of control. Mm-hmm. You know, Joe Biden is trying to do things to encourage people to get vaccinated, to wear a mask, to do these things, but there are people who just refuse to do it. Mm-hmm. There are people who refuse to do it because it started with Donald Trump saying it wasn't necessary. He said it wasn't necessary. He said this was the Democratic hoax. You know, we all remember that. Democratic hoax. And so there's a 30% of this country, Michelle, who have decided that they refuse to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. They refuse to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Just not gonna do it. Joe Biden said in a press conference recently that this is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the hospitals are overrun, Michelle.
Yeah.
Beds are full to capacity. Why? COVID patients. ERs are backed up. People are waiting hours in the ER. Why? Because beds and things are full with who? COVID patients.
Yep.
Yet, despite the rising numbers, Michelle, and the deaths that are continuing to happen to who? The unvaccinated. Why? Why is it continuing to happen? Because people, it all started with the first lie. And the first lie was in 2020. Mm-hmm. This is just a hoax. It's just nothing. And then
not even that, it was political.
And made it political, yes. It was made political. It was made a whole, it's all the Democrats. The liberals. You know, the liberals have made this, are just making nothing, a big thing out of nothing. It's just the flu. Well, it's not the flu.
No.
You know, you have several GOP talk show hosts, Michelle, who have died over the last several months.
Major anti-vaxxers. Yes,
who are big on talking about don't get vaccinated, don't wear a mask. This is a hoax.
Yep.
This is just the liberals.
Absolutely.
Several of them have died the last month because they've contracted COVID and it has done what COVID does.
Yes.
You know, you have stars, Michelle brought up Nicki Minaj earlier, and other stars who have gotten on social media and other things saying things that they have not researched.
True.
Saying things that they do not know is true. Rumors. Oh, I heard my cousin's brother, sister told me that such and such happened.
A friend of a friend
told me such and such has happened. But you have not researched and you don't know these things. There's so much misinformation on social media, Michelle. You know, and I've talked about this before, you know, where I say that there's so many advantages now we have, you know, when it comes with social media and stuff, you know, to break out your brands and things that weren't there many years ago. But there's so many disadvantages to social media as well, Michelle, because people can go out and put out disinformation. And, you know, people have said on disinformation and all the disinformation on COVID, this that have not just been coming from the United States. It's been coming from Russia. It's been coming from China and other places where people who have no interest in America are telling people in America, you shouldn't get vaccinated. You shouldn't wear a mask. The government's just trying to control you. The government just wants to get, just wants to control your life and do what you want to do. You know, people who have platforms, Candace Owens, you know, there's so many people who have put out misinformation. When you have a platform, when you have a platform and there are people listening to you, they are listening to you and they believe in what you say. And you know, when you talk, Joy Reid is a newscaster. Mm-hmm. Joy Reid is a news anchor who gives out research information. Mm-hmm. To where Nicki Minaj is a rapper who is just tweeting on her tweets. But you know who people are going to believe? People are going to believe Nicki Minaj because Nicki Minaj has a bigger platform. And there are many people who have huge platforms. You have to be responsible with what you're tweeting. You have to be responsible with what you're putting out because there are people who are going to believe you. And I say to people who are listening to musicians and listening to actors and actresses and politicians, even if listening to politicians and talk show hosts, You need to learn to do your own research. I tell people, we tell people on this show all the time, Michelle, you and I, we give information out. Yes. We have a platform to give out information, but do not, you don't have to believe anything we say. Anything we say, take your own tail to Google and pull it out and look it up.
But also,
you can go to Google, you can go to ask.com, you can go to 101 places to look up information.
I just say this, when you are doing research, just like any other normal research, you have to be unbiased in your research. And when I say unbiased, I mean, don't just gravitate towards what you actually just normally feel in your heart is right. Mm-hmm. You have to look at both sides and then make a determination on what actually sounds best for you and best to you and makes more, it makes it seem more plausible. Because I know a lot of times we kind of do get skewed in our thought process based off of where we get information from and who it came from, instead of looking at both sides.
And you know, and when I talk about how a lot of these problems of misinformation have come from the GOP, it has come from GOP talk show hosts, it has come from people like Candace Owens and Fox News and ONN. You know, there's also blame to go on the Democratic side, because why are schools open? You know, when you have the Delta variant running around the way it is, when you have in many states across this country, guess who are the leaders in carrying COVID right now? You know, they are children.
Because they're
You know, there was talk before, children don't get COVID. Children don't get COVID. You know why? Because children were at home. They were at home.
Common sense is not common,
Michelle.
It's not.
Children weren't getting COVID because children were at home. You decide to open everything up and we're going to send everybody to school. Guess what?
COVID
is going crazy through school.
Yeah, let's think about it. Back in when COVID first started out and schools were shut down, they came out with these statistics. Kids can't get COVID. Kids have the lowest number of getting COVID. Think about that. Schools where they would more congregate at were not open. Malls were not open. Places where they would go and socialize at were not open. So they were not anywhere where they could actually congregate and spread the disease amongst themselves.
Exactly.
But then when we open up schools, now we have a 200%, 300% increase in COVID cases amongst kids. I wonder why. Because you put them together.
Exactly. You know, at the beginning of COVID, Michelle, there was, this COVID, it's just a disease for old people. It's just old people getting to do it. Guess who's leading the pack? It's children, it's teenagers, it's young adults, 20s, 30s. These are the people who right now are carrying this disease. And Joe Biden said it's now the disease of unvaccinated. Yeah. But by you choosing to be unvaccinated and you choosing to not wear a mask and not taking precautions, your choices affect you.
Yes, and then
your choices affect people who have chosen to get vaccinated, because now we can't go into places either. We can't go around you because you're in the hospital. You're picking up hospital beds.
Yes.
Now hospital workers are exhausted. You know, people who need to go to hospitals for general things that should go be general, you know, general surgeries. Most hospitals are canceling surgeries that are not life-threatening.
Yeah.
They're canceling them because the hospitals are
overrun.
You know, this is, and it's all started with misinformation. It all started with misinformation. Folks, it is time to start reading and checking things for yourself. Being careful. Because if you do not do that, this thing is going to go on for years. I'm tired. Just like you're tired of COVID, I'm tired of COVID. Everyone, the people who have been vaccinated are just as tired of COVID as the unvaccinated. But because the unvaccinated don't want to follow the rules they need to follow in order to get it under control. Because if everyone does what they need to do, we can get this thing under control. But if we're waiting for corporate America doesn't care. You know, this is why these jobs are calling people back, because that's not what they care about. Because everything in this country is about the bottom line of the dollar. Schools are open because everything's about the bottom line. And the bottom line is dollars, folks. So you have to take care of you and take care of your family and take care of your neighbors and take care of the person down the street that you don't even know, who may have a child or may have an aunt or an auntie or may have a grandmother who lives with them, who have the chance of getting a severe reaction to COVID.
Yes.
You know, it's about more than just you.
And everybody, we need to make it very clear, because I still think it's sad that this is misinformation that people have, that the vaccine is not a cure. It's a vaccine. It's to lessen the effects of the disease itself. It's not saying that you won't get COVID, but it says that you have a much higher chance if you get the COVID virus that you will actually survive it, and that your side effects from the disease won't be as harsh as they would be if you were unvaccinated. That's why, you know, somebody who is vaccinated, they may end up in the hospital, but they have a greater chance of making it out of the hospital if they are vaccinated as if they weren't vaccinated. So that's the issue. The mask does not cure COVID. It lessens the amount that would be transferred to you if it's worn properly.
Exactly. You know, I don't want to give out the numbers here because I did not write it down, but I had watched an article from the, I was reading an article from the CDC, but like it was something in the range of 1 in 8 people who are unvaccinated are getting COVID and ending up in the hospital, to where it was like 1 in 2,500 people are having a case of COVID who are vaccinated. But, you know, like I said, I don't know. I don't have the numbers exactly right because I didn't write it down, but it was something in that range. It's a dramatic difference. That's all I want to tell you. And it's the only point I want to make.
Yes.
It's a dramatic difference if you're vaccinated and if you're not vaccinated. But if you choose to not be vaccinated and you want to play Russian roulette, so that is your prerogative, your choice to do if you want to do that. But how about take the precautions? Just take precautions so that you don't get anybody else sick. You know, you have people, these GOP, they can't do that. Jobs making us get vaccinated and saying that we can't come to concerts and this and that. We have a right. You are absolutely correct. You do have a right to not get vaccinated in this country.
And
you
they have a right, the right to
but
not
they, as there. A business, have a right to not let you into their business. They have a right to not let you into their job. And if you want to choose to be not vaccinated, go for you. Stay in your house. And enjoy whatever you do in
if
your house.
If you don't want to get vaccinated, create your own avenues. Create your own company
that you can do
whatever you want. Because this is what happens. You don't get vaccinated. You get COVID at work. Then all of a sudden something happens to you. Your family is going to be blaming it on your job. And then there's going to be lawsuits. And then they're going to be upset because they're not going to want to take those lawsuits to court because they're not going to win. These companies are not going to be responsible for people getting sick at work, period.
And we're gonna wrap this up with me just saying to all the people, the selfishness, we talked about this in this country, Michelle, people thinking we are right and everybody else is wrong. We see you. And it's time for you to step up and start paying attention. Step up and start reading. Step up and turn off OAN, turn off Fox News, turn off all these GOP
hosts
that you listen to on the radio, and pick up a book.
And mind you, they all, while they're telling y'all, you don't have to get vaccinated, it's your choice. They all vaccinated.
All of them
Let's
vaccinated.
Be completely
all
honest
these people
here.
On Fox News, on television you're watching, is telling you, what's his name, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, all these people telling you about the lies of the liberals, and you know, how you don't need to get vaccinated if you want to. People are vaccinated, folks. They are vaccinated. Go look it up.
And they tell you don't have to get
Donald
vaccinated
Trump.
For your job, but they got vaccinated for their job.
Here's a way to help you understand, folks. It's just like voting, to where they tell you they try to prevent you from voting just because it's in something important. They wouldn't try to prevent you from doing it if it wasn't important.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way with the vaccine. If you notice who's gotten the vaccine, all these rich people, all these leaders of corporations, all these politicians, they're all vaccinated.
Yeah.
All of them. They were the first ones to get it.
Yeah.
They're all vaccinated while they're out telling you, nah, you don't need it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. You don't need it.
Yeah.
Folks, research.
Yes, please.
Research.
And when I say research, don't just go to Twitter and listen to what somebody put a video up or a tweet up. Really look into some things. And try to understand it. Talk to your doctors. I mean, everything has side effects. Y'all will take Tylenol not realizing Tylenol has a side effect if you take too much of it.
Or you're smoking something and you really don't know what you're smoking. But
drinking.
Guess what? Drinking. Every day you're putting stuff in your body you don't know about. Folks.
We eat a whole bunch of
lies.
GMOs.
Stop the lies. Basically. Stop the cat.
Stop that. Don't do that. Don't do
we
that.
We see you.
Don't do that.
Oh, we see you. I see you. All right, Michelle. So that was I See You for this week. Man, I'm telling you, I don't know what is ticking me off more, Republicans or COVID. I don't know.
Both. Because, I mean, they technically one and the same, if you ask me, sometimes.
It definitely is.
Both of them dangerous. Both of them know their power and their strength, but yet they continue to wreak havoc on the country.
So we're getting close to the end of another show, Michelle. Just real quick. So I don't know if you heard or not, but fans are not happy about Lawrence Fishburne not being featured in the reboot of Matrix coming out later on this year. Now, I am a huge fan of the Matrix, as you know. I've been, you know, getting you into the Matrix.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how I feel about them changing up Morpheus.
I was alive when they did the first Matrix. I didn't really get into the Matrix because it was just, I was young, so I wasn't really into trying to figure it all out. But we just recently watched Matrix and we were starting to watch all of them and watching it with our kids. And it's very interesting. And Lawrence Fishburne was really good in
that. He was a huge part of the Matrix.
Did he die in one of the other ones? Okay,
so no, he didn't die in the movie, but they had an online game or something after the movie that was the continuation of the movies into this online gaming thing.
No, and apparently, I don't like that.
On the online gaming thing, Morpheus was killed.
I don't like that.
So that's what they're saying. The movie may be using that to make him go back to this younger Morpheus.
If I can't go back to the game and see what happened to Morpheus, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. We left off at the last Matrix. Let's go from there.
Well, it's making a lot of this fans right. of the Matrix who saying if Lawrence Fishburne is not in there, they're not going to rejoin the Matrix. They're not plugging themselves back in. They have rebooted it with a younger actor. I'm going to try to say his name is Yahya Abdul-Mateen, I believe. He's a good actor. I've seen him in a bunch of other stuff, so he is a good actor, but still, they ain't bring back Lawrence Fishburne. So, you know, a lot of people are upset about that. And Lawrence Fishburne also said they didn't even contact him, which also kind of...
Oh, that's disrespectful. That's just disrespectful.
So, I don't know, but...
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's a good actor. Okay. He's a good actor. So, you know, I'm not mad about him as an actor. I'm just mad they ain't bring
Lawrence Fishburne. He was in Candyman.
Yes, he was in Candyman. Yep.
The new one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see you. And he was in Watchmen.
All right, Michelle, we got to get out of here. We want to thank you guys for listening. We'll be back here next week for another episode of Saying It Plain. For Michelle, I'm TJ Harrison. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Deuces. Stay safe.
You just listened to Saying It Plain Radio.
Man, I just love what you guys do, man.
Follow the show at Saying It Plain Radio on Instagram or Facebook. And at Saying It Plain Radio on Twitter. And check out the show on the web, sayingitplain.com.
I always follow.
Thanks for listening.
Joe didn't talk to a Mattress Firm sleep expert. And when hunger led him to the deli, junk sleep left his wallet at home.
Oh,
leaving Joe checking every single pocket. Twice. To the frustration of everyone in line. For the type of sleep that makes wallets unforgettable, head to Mattress Firm and unjunk your sleep today.